Mr. Ray Price, sir. You are.
Sir.
I thought you'd be interested to know that my daughter, Julie, gave me an indication that we must have been successful. She said she had never seen the CBS crew. Said Dan Rather, Eric Severide, Marvin Kalb were just dying. They thought, I mean, they said they thought it was a horrible thing that peace had come, and they were so sick about it, and so, you know what I mean? And she was, but it pleased her because she realized that with the line they had taken that we'd really stuck them in the groin. But the press, Ron says he's never seen the press room so depressed. Never. The worst he's ever seen them. Remember just what I told you they'd be. Not the photographers, no, but the writing press, because they can't stand, as I tell you, Ray, their intellectual cannot stand to be proved wrong.
I caught part of the CBS commentary after, and they were sort of just floundering, really.
I know, but they, as Julie said, they look green.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And that's a woman's reaction. But on the other side, that she thought that she thought the speech was beautifully written and concise and so forth, and she got all the points, so that's good.
Well, I thought it came off superbly, I really did.
Well, anyway, the point that I wanted to say is that
that it was done from the Oval Office.
Oh, listen, let me tell you, we did exactly the right thing. I could sense when I briefed the leaders, they were so bamboozled. You know, Mansfield sat there with his mouth open, and Tip O'Neill, of course, was a dub, and they would have been a hell of a time, and it's the wrong thing with Johnson. But here we could talk, you could talk about the POWI. You see, talking to them, talking to the North Vietnamese, you couldn't have done that from the Congress, you see? And we made exactly the right decision, but let me say that the language, the everything, getting this in these simple terms, and as a matter of fact, it's the same, I felt it had the sort of the same simplicity and leanness that the inaugural had, you know? Didn't you think so?
Yes, in many ways even better, I think, just because I thought the inaugural was very good when it came off. This, I thought, was just superbly fitted to the occasion.
Right. Well, take it.